At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com today for limited time offers.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix.
Ready to beat Migs. I know I sure am, because we made it. It's Friday, baby.
Friday, motherfucking Friday. Everybody's ready for the weekend.
It's Friday, gotta get down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend. Friday, get down on Friday.
I know, Danny, you're getting your jumping in to get ready for emo night tonight at Numo's. I need to save my jumping and my energy level because I'm wrestling tonight in the main event for the SOS Tag Team Championship at Edison Square in Tacoma, brother.
You guys are busy tonight.
Yeah, we're both going to be champions by the end of the night.
I love that for you.
Yeah.
Let's get to our contestant. It's Joe from Seattle. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning.
All right, Steve, it is time for you to get out of here.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Joe has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready? And also, were you listening to the cheat sheet yesterday at 5:40?
I was not. Usually I am, but I was too busy running around yesterday.
All right. Let's see how this goes. Joe, what is the only U.S. state made up entirely of islands?
Hawaii.
Correct. The leader of the original Mighty Morphin Power Rangers wore what color outfit?
Red.
Yes. The bald eagle is the national bird, but what is the national mammal of the United States?
Chipmunk.
No.
Chupacabra.
No.
Chihuahua.
No. After 3.14, what is the next number in pi? Oh
my God. 1.
Correct. What is the 6th sign of the zodiac?
Taurus.
No.
Aries.
No.
Sagittarius.
No. What famous U.S. highway is also known as the Will Rogers Memorial Highway?
Route 66?
Yes. Who directed Schindler's List?
Oh, pass.
Which hotel chain banned The Who for life?
Hilton?
No.
Sheraton?
No.
Pass.
If a liquor is 100 proof, how much alcohol does it contain by percentage?
50.
Yes. In which country would you find Stonehenge?
England.
Yes. All right, Joe. You got 6 correct.
Not bad. Not bad for Friday.
Yeah, we'll take it.
Okay.
Why do you feel about it, Taryn? You think he's going to do good?
You know, I think that this is going to be a very close one. I think that both of them could benefit from the cheat sheet, but we know that Steve didn't listen either.
I did not.
Steve, are you ready? Yeah, Daddy, let's go! What is the only U.S. state made up entirely of islands?
Hawaii.
Yes. The leader of the original Mighty Morphin Power Rangers wore what color outfit?
I'm going to say blue.
No.
Green.
No.
Black.
No.
Damn
it. Bald eagle is the national bird, but what is the national mammal of the United States?
An otter.
No.
A whale?
No.
I don't know. A dolphin?
No. After 3.14, what is the next number in pi?
3.15.
No.
3.24?
No.
3.69.
No. What is the sixth sign of the zodiac?
Cancer.
No.
Aquarius.
No.
Sagittarius.
No. What famous U.S. highway is also known as the Will Rogers Memorial Highway?
Route 66.
That is correct. Who directed Schindler's List?
Mr. Schindler.
No.
I don't know. Steven Spielberg.
You do know. Which hotel chain banned The Who for life?
I'm going to go Holiday Inn.
That's correct. If liquor is 100 proof, how much alcohol does it contain by percentage?
100.
No.
A lot.
No.
99.
No. Oh, yeah, that's it. Steve, you got 4 correct, which is a loss.
Oh.
6-4. Congratulations, Joe.
Yes, 2-1.
Have a great weekend, brother.
All right. The original Mighty Morphin Power Rangers leader was the Red Power Ranger.
I should have just guessed Red.
Neither of you knew.
I mean, like Paw Patrol. Marshall's kind of like the leader.
Right.
Makes sense.
Neither of you knew that the national mammal of the United States is the American bison.
Duh.
Joe did know that after 3.14, the next number in pi is 1.
Oh.
And
well, that makes no sense.
If liquor is 100 proof, it's 50% alcohol. And then one you didn't get to that Joe got correct. In which country is Stonehenge located?
England.
That's correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wouldn't have helped me win, but okay.
The pie thing got me too, because I thought you meant like this. I thought you were going with Steve, like 3.15, but she meant the next number in pie after like 3.141.
Oh, I would have got that.
Of course. Steve loves pie.
I totally can name all the numbers. I thought it was like, what's the next? Never mind.
Yeah.
Exactly what Danny thought is what I thought. Doesn't help me.
You know what? We're going to play another game at 8:50.
All right.
Regroup.
I'm going to take a nap.
The Daily Migs Show.
What is something that it seems everyone else out there has done, but you simply have not? 206-803-ROCK. Steve, we have someone on hold who's never eaten something that I think was a staple in most of our diets at one point in life. But first, let's talk to Joe from Renton. Joe, what's that thing that you have never done?
Hey, guys. Love the show. Listening a long time.
Thank you, Joe.
I have never seen any Star Wars movie. Started out that I had no interest in it, and now the main interest is just to be able to say I've never seen them.
Yeah. I respect that, because that's me with Titanic. Same kind of a thing. It's okay. I'm sure it's great. I'm sure it's fine. But now I've gotten to the point where it pisses people off that I won't see it. And I got to imagine it's the same thing for you. Like when you tell people I'm not seeing Star Wars, people get passionate about that movie.
Yeah, they do. You got to stay strong against the fans.
Against the Force.
The Force. I've only seen like the OG Star Wars movies. I've never seen any of the new ones. Never saw the Natalie Portman one. None of that.
You know, I mean, I've seen pretty much most of them. The movie version, like I haven't watched like Andor, which I hear is awesome. Mm-hmm. And some of the like, and was it the other one, The Mandalorian? Like I tried. I was like, that's just too much. But like, a lot of the ones, like the Han Solo movie, I really enjoyed. And a couple of the, I don't know if they're reboots, but like the newer ones were pretty good.
So the Force is with you?
I'm okay with the Force. I'm mediocre with the Force.
Bob from Tacoma, what is something that everyone else has done but you have not?
Good morning, everybody. And anyhow, the two things that I've never done, I've never had a Hot Pocket and I've never had an energy drink.
Well, now I'm trying to think of which one is more surprising.
I think the Hot Pocket.
I don't know, but in 2025, I feel like everybody, there's so many energy drinks and people are just obsessed with energy drinks.
I mean, to me, Bob, anytime I drink an energy drink, it just reminds me of taking like a Jaeger bomb or something like that. So it's very off-putting. I don't think you're missing much.
Do you do coffee?
Oh, yeah. I've always enjoyed coffee.
See, I was like, I took the longest break from energy drinks. I was like, I'm good. And I'm not anti-caffeine. I was drinking a lot of coffee. But I was like, it went like for a few years where I wasn't even, I don't think I ever had an energy drink until I discovered Ghost, the energy drink. And now it's just like an obsession.
I've never had Ghost.
Oh my God, Darren.
You got to get the sour black cherry.
Oh my God.
The grape one, the pink lemonade, the red, the blue razz.
Also going back to Bob, Hot Pocket and energy drink. That was like my high school. Like, I would warm up Hot Pocket and I would open up a Red Bull and that's all I would have.
Would you burn the roof of your mouth because you just didn't wait for that damn thing to cool off?
Every single time.
What was your go-to?
Mine was always like either the meatball one or
The meatball one was so freaking good.
Or the pizza one.
Did you guys like the barbecue one?
That was good too.
I liked the barbecue. Yeah. I did like the pizza.
Ham and cheese was just like a good standby too. But the meatball one was my favorite. You're right.
And then you felt really fancy when you got the croissant pockets instead of the Hot Pockets because they were flakier. They tasted the exact same.
They did not taste any different. And I contend that this is easily Snoop Dogg's best song he's ever written.
Kids in the crib, ma. Pocket like it's hot. Pocket like it's hot. Pocket like it's hot. When the craving's got a hold of you. Pocket like it's hot. Pocket like it's hot. Pocket like it's hot. And your munchies get an attitude. Pocket like it's hot. Pocket like it's hot.
You're not wrong.
I mean, I lived off of Hot Pockets in college. That was like such a part of my daily routine.
It was like ramen noodles, and then if you had an extra couple of dollars, you get yourself some Hot Pockets and you're good to go.
Just making it rain.
Yeah.
206-803-ROCK, what's something everyone else has done, but you have not?
Somebody said, I cannot believe that you've never had a Whopper, Taryn. How the hell have you lived your entire life? You're 40 years old. Get it together.
I know. Oh, there's always a Nuggets girl. Or like Burger King, what is it? Tenders? I don't know what they call them. They don't call them Nuggets.
Chicken tenders.
They call them chicken tenders?
Yeah. And they're really good.
They are.
Yeah.
That's why I was like never doing the burger thing, because I just wanted those nugs.
Someone texted, I didn't eat yogurt my entire life because what it smells like. I'm 55. I tried it 2 weeks ago for the first time. Now I can't get enough.
Oh, I love that. A late bloomer.
The Daily Migs Show.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Everyone knows social media is a time suck, and what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
There was a fantastic chat happening on Reddit where a user was asking, what hobby is an instant red flag?
Okay.
Like wrestling.
It's not a hobby, it's a way of life. I almost said a bad word.
Oh, no. Some of the comments on this thread were priceless. But do we agree?
Yeah.
But do we agree with them?
That's my favorite part, is to see if what other people think is weird or odd and whether or not we're on board with it.
So let's go straight to the comments.
All right, we decided who better to read these? From the afterlife. Everybody's favorite old lady.
Betty White?
You know it.
Yes!
So we have Robot Betty White reading these comments about hobbies that are red flags. Are you ready for the first one?
Mm-hmm.
Let's see if we agree.
Watching alpha male and influencers.
I do like watching them, only because I think they're entertaining because they're so over the top.
Oh, but yeah.
I think some of them are just total tool bags.
Yes.
There's one, I guess you would call him it's like Ryan Homiston, I think is his name. He's on YouTube. He's so freaking funny. Like, and he has a dark sense of humor, but he's a total bro. And he's like just jacked. But the stuff that he says, like, you have to rewind because you're like, did he just say that? That sounds like the worst thing ever. And it's so funny. So definitely worth a watch.
Oh yeah.
So I'm okay with those.
collecting Disney memorabilia. Those folks get weird. Also, if you marry someone like that, you will never go on a vacation that isn't a Disney theme park or cruise.
Well, I think that would be actually pretty awesome.
Danny, how many Disney pins do you have?
3,000.
Are you serious?
Yeah, somewhere in that neighborhood.
I would have been shocked if you said 300.
Oh, yeah, way more than that.
Where do you keep them?
You know, honestly, some at my mom's house, some at the apartment. They're just all over
scattered.
The place. Yeah, I need to organize them.
How does Linda, not mom Linda, but girlfriend Linda feel about this?
I mean, honestly, I don't really pull them out to show her.
I mean, I don't need to tell. We weren't asking for relationship problems.
She's good.
Oh, she's okay. She's satisfied with your Disney pins.
Trolling people online for fun.
Oh, so as long as you do it for evil, it's okay. But not for fun.
That is just exhausting to me.
I'll never understand the troll mindset. It's just like, are you that miserable with your life that you need to crap on somebody else? And don't you have anything better to do?
Speaking of hobbies, get a hobby.
Right.
The lack of a hobby is probably the biggest red flag.
You know, I understand what you're saying, but I also saw some people comment on it. It's like, if people are battling stuff, the motivation's just not there to do anything.
Totally.
So I'm not ready to crap on somebody that doesn't have a hobby. I think hobbies are great, and I think everybody should, but I understand why people might not.
Yeah.
I had a friend that was really into serial killers. She was kind of crazy. The things she said about them, too, it was like she didn't care they killed multiple innocent people in brutal ways.
No, as long as it's entertaining.
I feel like there's a very large portion of the population that is very obsessed with serial killers and true crime.
There's a reason why there's like 30 billion true crime documentaries on Netflix alone. And then think about all the podcasts. Like if you look at like the most popular podcasts, like I'd say about 80% of them are like these true crime podcasts.
Yeah.
And Danny, you're big into them, aren't you?
We watch so many true crime. That's all we really watch. I literally took a nap to American Psycho yesterday, which obviously fake serial killer, but it's still amazing.
Sweet dreams.
We let the authorities know. No. If Tara and I go missing, first person they need to go reach out to is Danny.
That's fair.
Yeah.
MLM work. MLM stands for Moms Losing Money.
Yeah, and they want to take your money as well.
That's a big one. And social media has just made it so much worse because people are just sliding into your DMs, trying to sell you stuff.
With the same copy-paste pitch that has all these crazy emojis with the money bags and with whatever else and about how, like, you know, you don't never have to work a day in your life again. It's like, I'm okay with working.
I'm okay.
Yeah.
I'm fine. Thank you.
A girl once told me her hobby was scrolling on TikTok, being super into celebrities and their lives. Weird.
Yeah.
No, that's not for me. I mean, I follow some celebrities, but I honestly follow more famous animals than I do famous people.
Oh, yeah. There's that one like dog that looks like Will Ferrell. I love that dog's Instagram page. It's so great. I mean, I scroll on all those things, but I would never call that a hobby. That's just something, whatever. All right, we got one more.
Making AI girlfriends and arguing with them.
Is that a thing?
I have never heard of that before.
Is that a hobby?
None of us know about this, but apparently it's a thing. Because I even saw like a bunch of people were commenting about this being something that people are doing nowadays.
Wait, so are you...
I don't want to argue with my actual girl, my wife. I don't want to argue with my wife. Now I want to have a fake person that I argue with.
No, thank you.
Yeah, I see a lot of make your own AI girlfriend, but it's for other reasons.
Yeah.
Not arguing.
You know what? How about all the trolls that like to bother people? They just find themselves a robot to yell at.
Great plan.
Problem solved.
Mm-hmm.
The Daily Migs Show.
Let's start with Chandler from Tacoma. Chandler, what kind of animals do you have first?
So I have a... Good morning, guys. Again, this is the second time I've called in today because I have the horrible commute from Tacoma to Bellevue. So,
all right, we're backed up on time. So tell us how you spoil your dog.
So I actually have a cat.
Okay.
And he's allowed to sleep under the covers with me when I go to bed.
That's awesome. I don't think that's weird at all.
No. 206-803-ROCK. Bill from Graham, what dumb way do you spoil your pet?
I will feed them what I'm eating. So yesterday I stopped and watched a softball game. They each got a hot dog.
Nice.
At least you're not eating what they're eating.
Right.
That would be weird.
206-803-ROCK. Dawn, delivering mail in Eatonville. How do you spoil your pet?
Well, we have a beagle, and she is very food-driven, so she doesn't get table scraps or anything, but she gets a ton of greenies, too many, my husband thinks, and she does get to sleep with us, too.
Well, I kind of sorry. Those greenies ain't cheap.
No, they're not at all.
It's ridiculous how much they charge.
206-803-ROCK, Tony from Port Orchard, our simple question, what way do you spoil your pet?
So, we just got a new kitten about 2 months ago, 8-week-old kitten, and my wife and I both work from home, so this kitten gets to sleep on one of our laps all day, every day, no matter what's going on.
That is the good life right
spoiled,
there, for sure.
Spoiled life right there.
206-803-ROCK, Joshua in Gig Harbor, what dumb way do you spoil your pet?
Hey, guys, I give them treats, and I give her tennis balls that she likes tearing up, and I throw them for her. But, yeah.
Nice. That's awesome. Tennis ball dogs, too.
Yeah. Do your dogs just destroy those balls?
Oh, they destroy everything.
That's what she
said. I mean, they destroy everything. They're 90 pounds.
Yeah, it's like, even with DJ, it's like 20-something pounds. It's like, any toy we get, we're like, that's going to be done in about 24 hours.
We should see how long it takes them to get the squeaker out. Put a timer on and see whose dog is faster.
What do you do to spoil your pets?
Well, really, our neighbors do it because they buy really bougie treats for their animals, and then their animals oftentimes are so bougie themselves that they turn their nose up. So we just inherit the bougie treats from our neighbors and never have to buy any.
It's like keeping up with the car dog she in.
Yes.
I don't know. I'm really sorry.
The Daily Migs Show.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.